Many restaurants in North Carolina have closed since the governor banned inside dining Tuesday amid the coronavirus pandemic. But a popular coffee shop in Davidson is doing the opposite, opening a new location. WFAE's David Borak stopped by to talk with owner Brian Helfrich.
We are standing outside of an old Wells Fargo drive-thru in Davidson, which after a few phone calls, the town of Davidson and the developers have let us inhabit as a pop-up location for the next 60 days.
Helfrich owns 22-year-old Summit Coffee Company, which has shops on Main Street in Davidson, on the Davidson College campus, and in West Asheville, as well as a roastery in Cornelius. With Davidson College shut down, Helfrich closed the campus location and laid off 10 student workers. But he still has another 40 employees on reduced hours, serving coffee and snacks for takeout only.
I told my staff last night that I feel like I owe it to them to do whatever I can to safely keep them employed. You know, we're in the middle of a global health crisis and a global economic crisis, and trying to navigate it is fascinating. There's no book on how to do it.
But is opening a new location the way to survive a massive economic downturn?
Yeah, it's a wild idea. I mean, on Monday, we were sort of facing the reality that we were going to have to lay off almost our entire staff.
Then Tuesday, he walked past the abandoned drive-in bank, which Wells Fargo recently sold to a developer. He thought, why not? The town of Davidson doesn't actually allow drive-through service at restaurants, but amid the coronavirus scare, other businesses are being allowed to offer curbside service, and Helfrich persuaded town officials to let Summit set up what he calls this auxiliary delivery option.
If there were ever a time to allow something like this, now is probably the time.
Helfrich plans to open as early as Saturday, selling coffee, coffee beans, and snacks. And through a partnership with the now-closed Kindred restaurant nearby, they'll have Chef Joe Kindred's milk bread donuts. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Davidson.